Hello, this is Anthony from the Brighter Agency, and in this video, I'll be providing you with some tips on how to record a good video. So, first things first, you should always make sure that you're recording from a room that is a lot lighter than darker if possible. So, whether or not you have the office lights on or natural sunlight coming in, you should always opt to record from a place that is as light as possible. Second point that I want to give is around making sure that you're recording from a quiet environment. So you're trying to avoid any distracting background noise. If there's minor sounds like an office air conditioner running in the background, noises like that are absolutely fine, but you're just trying to avoid any major distracting noises so that the phone camera can pick up on your voice without any distractions. Now, the third point that I want to provide some information on is around keeping your videos short and concise. So if you have a choice between recording a value-packed, straight to the point, 30-second video versus a 3-minute video that involves you rambling, you should always opt for the 30-second video first, because people are time poor these days, and the mentality when recording your videos and providing your information should always be around what is in it for the customer. You should always be thinking about it from their point of view and trying to make things just as efficient and as effective as possible. So, also, for the camera positioning, so I'm using a smartphone camera, the front camera of the smartphone to record this. Now, I'm looking at the lens, so make sure that you're always looking, I'm just pointing it to the lens now, looking there, and just imagine that it is your potential client's face, and you're just making eye contact, essentially. Because the downside with looking at the screen is you can tell that somebody's eyes are looking down at the screen versus making eye contact with the camera lens. So that's another little tip there. And you can elevate your camera against a tissue box or any sort of books that you might have in your office. Where the camera positioning is completely up to you. I tried to do this video deliberately at head level, but it doesn't really matter if it's slightly lower and it's looking up at you, or you place the camera above you and it's looking down at you. Just play around with a couple of angles and utilize whatever you are comfortable with. Also, in terms of the subject matter for the video, now I've got the way I structure my video presentations is I've got a main topic that I know I'll be speaking about. So with respect to this video, I knew that I'll be speaking about providing tips on how to record a good video. So what I've got is I've got a notebook behind my camera here, my smartphone here, and I've written 7 bullet points, and each bullet point either has a single word or a couple of words. And I just need to quickly glance over at the book to see what point that I'm addressing, and then I'm able to just essentially talk, just use my memory and use my creativity and just speak on those points. That nicely completes this video. And just the 7th tip that I want to give you is just around making sure that you be yourself in the video. You know, we all have a tendency where when we know a video camera is on us, we tend to, you know, tense up a little bit and almost feel like we need to act and behave a certain way. But to that I say you should just throw that concept completely away and just focus on being yourself, you know, showing your true authentic self. And like with everything, recording videos and training yourself to speak on camera is a skill. Just like every other skill, at the beginning we're always a little rusty at first, but by the time you do it a couple of times, it just becomes second nature. So as long as you just know the topic that you're speaking about, you've got a couple of bullet points either memorized, you've got it in a notepad behind the camera somehow, somewhere, and you just know what you're speaking about, everything else comes very naturally, and it just gets easier with time, believe me on that. Thank you. I hope these 7 tips were helpful, and stay tuned for the next video.